All right, our reading is taken from Proverbs chapter number 3 to a very familiar scripture that we all know about. Starting at verse number 5, please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." Amen. Look at your neighbor. You ain't got to grab him, but look at him and let him know that you got a little attitude as you're looking at him. Because you're going to let him know something here in a minute. Amen. As you look at him, say, "Neighbor, I am not crooked. Neighbor, I am not crooked." Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, I am not crooked. I know some of y'all done said, "He done lost his mind. What is he trying to say to us?" Well, when you look at the very first word in verse number 5, it says trust, right? Some folk have trusted in their jobs, expecting once I got hired there, I'm going to work here until I retire. But 10 years later, they let you go. Others have put their trust in politicians, expecting the politician to hold to all those promises that they made while they were campaigning. And once they got in the office, not one promise did they hold to. Others have trusted in their finances and figuring that, you know, they made the right investments and did this right, did that right, but all of a sudden it seemed like by them trusting in their finances, they ended up losing money. The one thing I want us to talk about and to understand is that everything has a shelf life. And since everything has a shelf life, because you know how when you go shopping and you go to buy something, the first thing you do is you look at the label and see what's the expiration date. Because it has a shelf life. And everything on this earth that we put trust in has a shelf life. So tell me how, same thing. Tell me how, I keep telling y'all, I hear it all. Tell me how is it that we can trust in stuff? And we read here in the Bible about how some trust in chariots. But the question I have to ask is, why don't we put our trust in the Lord? You see, the writer of this psalm, I mean, of this proverb, is Solomon. Solomon has basically said to us what his father said to him. And for those that read the Daily Bread, you read it today. Because in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, from verses 8 to 11, what we see that what David said to Solomon is, "Don't you dare have a divided heart. You got to trust in God." That's what he said to him. So what we're seeing is that Solomon is not writing something that he's asking folk to do that he himself did not first implement. You see, what he is talking about is what he knows to work. He knows what God has done for him. Because when he became king in 1 Kings chapter 3, he was overwhelmed with what he was going to do and how to get it done. And God spoke to him in a dream and said, "What do you want from me?" He said, "Lord, give me an understanding heart." And after he made that statement, God said to him, You didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for a long life. You didn't ask for this or that. You asked for understanding. He says, since you didn't ask for that stuff, I'm going to give you the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you need to be able to divide between what is right and what is wrong. And also at the same time, I'm going to bless you with all the other stuff that you ain't asked for. So what we're seeing here is that this is a man who is not talking at the side of his mouth. This is a man who is talking from his heart. A man who understands what does it mean to trust in the Lord. Some folk will say they trust him. But let's look at what the verse says. He says, trust in the Lord with not some of it, not a part of it, not a divided, but all. You see, if the key to everything that is said after this is first for us to understand that God's expectation for us is for us to trust the Lord with all our heart. So in all actuality, what makes us tick is the thing that God wants to give to him. Which means is that there is nothing that is concealed. There's nothing that is hidden. There's nothing that we hold from God, because guess what? God already knows. But all God wants to know is that, will you trust me to tell me about it? Oh, somebody gonna work with me. And if we are willing to trust God with everything, then what you won't do is what he says next. He says, and do not rely on your own insight. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to fight it. You see, I understand that you might be an intellectual. I understand that you might be very analytical. I understand that you are a good problem solver. I understand that you always think things through. But I want you also to recognize, when you're trusting the Lord with all your heart, you cannot rely on your insight. You have to fight the temptation to do what you think is best and trust God to move forward by faith. It's a fight. It's a fight for you and I not to hold on to what intellectually we think we can understand. Some of us might have a lot of letters behind our name. Some of us might not have no letters behind our name except B.A. But the reality is, every child of God ought to have B.A. after their name. Every child of God ought to be what? Born again. And if you are born again, the way that you got born again is you had to step out on. And why, when you stepped out on faith then, why do you now step back from faith and now rely on yourself? You see, the one thing about Solomon is that God blessed him to be the wisest king of Israel. But even with all his wisdom, he was not relying on himself. He was not relying on the one who had blessed him to be able to do that which he had done. And since he was putting his trust in God, he was not going to look into his own insight, do what he thought was best. But before he made a decision, the first thing he did, my brothers and sisters, is that he checked in. Somebody gonna get that. But just in case you don't, let me help you. You see, anybody ever go stay at a hotel? You call and make a reservation sometime months in advance. But the way that they know that you're going to be there is on the day that you're supposed to be there, what do? Oh, somebody going to work with me. See, because of the fact that they're holding it for you until that date, and they expect you to be there by X time so that you can what? Check in. You see, I want you to know that the reason why sometimes we stumble in this life, sometimes we go wrong in this life, is that before we do anything, the first thing we don't do is. And you see, the one thing we ought to always do first, foremost, and always is that we all ought to check in with God. Because I want you to know, I want to make sure I'm doing it according to God's will, according to God's way, and not looking and relying on my own insight. God, I want to do it the way you want me to do it. So if I'm going to do it the way you want me to do it, I got to make it my point to. You see, and this is what's happening. The key here is that Solomon is saying, if you're going to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you can't rely on your own insight, because your insight's going to get you in trouble. No matter how smart you are, there's somebody out there smarter than you. Don't you know that you can't out-trick the devil? Don't you know you can't outwit the devil? Don't you know on your own you don't stand a chance against the devil? The only way you're going to make it is you got to check into one who has overcome everything here on this earth. The only one who was able to get the enemy to look and say like, what? Because of the fact that our God is just good like that. You see, my brothers and my sisters, in order for us to make it, we have to truly give everything that we have to the Lord, because then the first thing you can give and you have to give is your heart. Once you give God your heart, everything else will just flow. Oh, somebody working with me. Everything else will just flow. But it can't flow until you first give it all to the Lord. And once we've done that and we ain't caught up in our own insight, well, Pastor, I hear all that, but I still don't understand how you can talk about I'm not crooked. Well, wait with me. Go with me. We're going to get there in just a few moments. When you look at this verse number 6, what he says in verse number 6 is, in all your ways, do what? In all your ways, acknowledge him. You can't acknowledge him in all your ways until you first trusted him with all your heart. You see, the thing about acknowledging God is realizing that if I'm able to chew my food, Lord, I say thank you. Whether or not these are the permanent teeth or the teeth I bought, Lord, I just thank you that I'm able to chew my food. You see, because I acknowledge you, Lord, in all my ways. When I'm able to stand and clap my hands, I thank God because I recognize I couldn't do it unless God had blessed me. You see, when you're able to get up out of this church and walk to your car, start your car, get home, you got to acknowledge the Lord because he's the one who is protecting you, shielding you, and giving you the strength and the ability to do it all. You see, if you were able to dress yourself this morning, guess what? You ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If you was able to wash yourself, you ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If you're able to read what you read in your Bible, you ought to be able to tell the Lord. And when you got up this morning, you had to pull the covers off because the air conditioner was working. You had to be able to tell the Lord, because I had a way of knowing whether I was too hot or whether I was too cold. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I got to acknowledge him in. So no matter how God uses me in this church to sing, to be in a ministry, I got to acknowledge him. And I got to what? Thank him. Because he's the one who's given me the strength and the ability to do all that I do. So for any of us walking around here all high-minded and think we're all that, I'm here to tell you, I'm about to bust your bubble. And your bubble just went pop. Because it's not about you. It's all about God. Where would we be if the Lord didn't bless us? Where would we be if he didn't fix us? Where would we be if he didn't heal us? Where would we be if he didn't turn us around? Where would we be if he ain't wake us up this morning? Where would we be if he didn't give us protection to get here? My brothers and my sisters, I gotta acknowledge God for everything, because where would I be without the Lord? Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand just how good our God is? Do I got anybody in God's house who realizes and recognizes, Lord, what could I do if you ain't blessed me? I couldn't rise to my feet if you ain't blessed me. I couldn't clap my hands. I couldn't stomp my feet. I tell you, we serve a mighty. Acknowledge him. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, here we go. Check it out. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And whenever you see and, what is that telling us? No, and means we're continuing down the. Amen. So check it out. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And what, you know what he going to do? The Lord, he will what? Make straight your path. Look at your neighbor and say, that's why I know I ain't crooked. Somebody ain't get that yet. But we about to get some clarity to it. You going to go with me now? You see, because truth be told, in our lives, when we have been trusting in ourselves, right? and doing it the way we wanted to do it. When we started off going by our own insight, you know what we did? We started down one way. The next thing you know, I done went another way. Guess what? I still ain't going straight. I'm still going crooked. I think I got it all figured out. I think I made the right turn. I think I got it right. But when I look up, I'm right back where I start. Are you crooked? You see, because if you go on that crooked road will end up bringing you right back where you are. You see, because you're trying to look into your own insight. You are not acknowledging God. You are not trusting in God. You are putting your trust in yourself because you think you know better than anybody else. But what I'm here to tell you, all it's going to do is make you think you're going the right way. And when you think you got it right, you think you're going this way. Next thing you know, you're turning again because it's crooked. You're going to turn again. You're turning again. You're turning again. And before you know, you're ending right back where you are. And don't you know that doesn't that seem like something that's kind of crazy? Why would you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, but the same thing continues to happen? That's called insanity. Expecting something to change, but you ain't did nothing to change it. Are you crooked? But the only way you're going to know that you're not crooked, and the only way that you know you're going the right path, is that you first got to trust the Lord with all your heart. You cannot come to the Lord divided. You can't come to the Lord piecemealing your relationship with God. You see, you might got along, getting along with other folk piecemealing it, smiling at them today, but talking about it when they turn their back. But when it comes to God, you cannot have a piecemeal relationship. You got to come to God, and you got to be real when it come to God. You got to come to God with everything that you have. You got to say, Lord, I don't care what it is. This is how I am. I'm sorry over here. I'm good over here. I'm okay right here. But Lord, here I am. I'm trusting you with the totality of who I am, because I know I ain't perfect. I don't dot all my I's and cross all my T's. I know I do some stuff real good, other stuff where I ain't doing too good at. But Lord, I'm thanking you. I'm putting it in your trust. I know I've got to give it to you, because on my own, all I'm going to ever end up doing is ending right back, starting and ending right where I started at. I'll get it right here in a second. I started here, and when it finally ended, I ended right here, because I was on a crooked road. And I find myself doing the same stupid stuff over and over again, thinking that I'm going to do it a little different. But guess what? I haven't done it differently, because I truly have not trusted in the Lord with my whole heart. And then I say, yeah, Lord, I'm going to trust you. But then again, I ain't acknowledging God in everything that happens. You see, I can go straight for a while, but then all of a sudden when folk try to tell me how good I am, I start believing them. I'm like, yeah, I'm all that, ain't I? Then I want you to know all of a sudden I done got crooked again. You see, Lord, I'm trusting you, but I ain't acknowledging you. You see, I want you to understand that it's a principles and a structure that God wants us to abide by. In order for us to get started, we got to trust the Lord with all our hearts. And once we trust the Lord with all our hearts, no matter what God is blessing us to do, we will not take the credit. We will not share the stage, but we will give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So, Lord, no matter what folk want to get excited about what I can do, Lord, I got to point the finger and let them know it ain't nobody but you. Because if it hadn't been for your grace and your mercy, if it hadn't been for you keeping me in my right mind, if it hadn't been for you shielding and protecting me, Lord, I wouldn't be able to do anything that I do right now. So, Lord, I got to acknowledge you in all my ways. You see, we expect folk in the world to be crooked. You know why they're crooked? Because they don't know. And it's left up to us to teach them. But if you're in church, hallelujah, praising God, singing in the choir, involved in any ministry, but you are divided in your relationship with God, you just as crooked as they are, and maybe even more crooked, because you got the tools to do better and you have the opportunity to know better, but you're not doing better. And when you should be doing better, because you figure that I'm in here, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I'm here to tell you that if you ain't doing it God's way, you are crooked. I ain't trying to make you mad. I ain't trying to get you huffing, puffing. I'm just trying to tell you the same thing you deal with is the same thing I deal with. I have to put my total trust in God. Because if I don't put my total trust in God and acknowledge him in all my ways, I can end up getting crooked just like anybody else. That's why all of us have to continue to encourage one another, check on one another, let your bro, I don't know about that. Maybe you ought to say that a little different, because I think right now if you don't, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. And then you end up going. You see, the definition for the word crooked is something that's bent or twisted, out of shape or out of place. When we are not trusting the Lord with our whole heart, when we are not acknowledging him in all our ways, we're out of place. And if you're out of place, that means you can't be straight. If you're out of place, that means that you are crooked. And if you are crooked, you'll find yourself starting at point A. And before it's all over, you end up right back at point A. Because of the fact that you are. I thought y'all had it. I was ready to shut it down. I was getting ready to shut it down. I thought y'all had it. I thought y'all had it. I thought y'all had it. I ain't trying to make you mad. I'm trying to help you. Because at the same time I'm helping you, I'm also helping myself. Because of the fact that when me and God had this conversation about what he wanted me to preach, and then as I started writing, God said to me, are you crooked? And I said, I ain't crooked. Oh, you're not? Go back and read the verses and check yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's how we ended up with this sermon heading, I am not crooked. If you're told long enough that you're sorry, what you gonna believe? You see, now that one of the things that we're doing is helping you to understand that many folk have called you a hook and a crook. But what you got to understand is that I am a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I was just once towed up from the floor up. I was lost in the sauce. I didn't know which way to go, but I thank God for Jesus Christ coming into my life and turning me around and making me whole. And when he did all that, I gave the Lord my entire body, my entire being, my entire soul, so that the Lord would make me straight, get my path right, and I can say now that I am not. You see, my brothers and sisters, all the Lord is looking for are some folk who gonna trust him with all of it. And when we talk about the all of it, that's with everything. You know, we'll trust God over here with this area, but as soon as you mention the M word, soon as you mention money, all of a sudden folk get funny. And I don't know how much I'm trusting God with that. Oh, really? Well, it ain't God that's saying it. It's that preacher up there saying it. Oh, really? But where's the preacher preaching from? The word of God, but that don't matter. It's coming out of his mouth, so I can't trust it. Well, guess what? You can go on and try to use your own insight, but you're going to still be walking around crooked. I don't want nobody in here to be in here blocking your own blessings. If God is the one who has blessed you this far, God is now ready to elevate you and take you a little bit higher. And in order for him to take you a little bit higher, my brothers and my sisters, you got to trust God with everything that you have. That includes your bank account, that includes your heart, that includes your family, and everything you have. I trust God with it, because I know that God will not take what I have and mess it up, but my God will fix it, my God will heal it, my God will make a way for it. Do I got any witnesses in here who understand no matter what you got, when I put it in God's hands, I know God will make it better? Do I got anybody in here who realizes, I don't care what it is, I don't care what you say, I'm going to put it into the master's hands, because when it's in the master's hands, there's no better place for it to be. Does anybody in here know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, go on and give three folk a high five. Rem Rhodes, here we go, here we go, here we go. You see, I am not. Don't let that person come to you and talk about, don't you listen to what he was talking about. You see, they still crooked. I'm going right down the word of God. Because he says he will make straight your paths. So that means that if you don't have God, we're crooked. But if we try to cheat the relationship, we're crooked. If we want to treat church like Golden Corral, we crooked. All right, just in case they didn't get it, Reverend Rose. You understand when you go to a buffet, is there anybody here that goes to the buffet and eat everything out there? Everything? Put your hand down, Ben. Put your hand down. Everything. Even that funky green jello stuff. Even that other stuff you look at and you can't figure out what it is. Whenever we go to Golden Corral, I'm not trying to beat them down because it's just like anything else. Nobody eats everything at Golden Corral. Some stuff you might be allergic to. Some stuff, as Rem Rose just said, might agree with you. It might have you on a think tank longer than you want to be. But what I'm saying to you is that when it comes to the word of God, you can't treat it like Golden Corral. You got to receive it all because it's all good for you. And it's going to make you better. You know, when I was a kid, the one thing my mother did with us every October, she told us what Saturday in October to set aside. She gave us that cod liver oil. She gave us that castor oil. And then would give us a little orange juice to run it down with. And guess where our whole Saturday was? We was right there. I wasn't going nowhere. I'm banging on the door. Hey up, Ronald, help! But you know the reality was? In all that cold weather I grew up in Jersey, I cannot recall having a cold. As a kid, I didn't start getting cold till I became an adult. Because you know why? I ain't going to take that castor oil. I ain't taking that cod liver oil. But then all of a sudden I'm running around with my nose blown in every 5 minutes. Dealing with this, dealing with that. But it's amazing. That's what God's word is. It's good. And you know what God's word also do? It'll clean you out. It'll clean you up. Inside and out. And I am so thankful that even though when it seems like the road gets rough, when I keep my trust in God and I give God my all, I want you to know he didn't say the road wouldn't be bumpy. What he said is that the road would be what? Straight. The path would be straight. And that because I know I'm on a straight path, sometimes I might hit a pothole. Sometimes it might get a little bumpy. Sometimes there might be some nails in the road. But that's all right because I'm going on the straight path. And as long as I'm going on the straight path, I know my God is going to bless me. I know my God's going to bring me through. I know my God's going to be there with me through thick and through thin. Anybody been on the straight path, but it seemed like it was a little bumpy? Anybody been on the straight path, but it seemed like it got a little rocky? I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, don't let those things get in your way, because I'm on the straight. I am not. Since I ain't crooked, I ain't patting myself on the back. Since I ain't crooked, I can't do nothing but praise God. Because I want you to know, there are times God wants us to trust him. But we don't want to trust God with what he wants us to do. And that's when the conflict occurs. You see, my brothers and sisters, all God is looking for are some folk who gonna trust him through thick and through thin. All God is looking for is some folk who gonna trust him when you don't fully agree with what God is trusting you to do. You see, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know I don't want you to lose any blessings because how you might feel about me or how you might feel about anybody else in this church, it is about your relationship with Christ. And if we all keep Christ at the center of all that we do, don't you know that the Lord is going to bless what we do? because we put our trust in him, because he brought us this far, and because we know he's going to take us all the way. Anybody in here had to trust God when you weren't necessarily agreeing with God? Do I got any folk in here who know what I'm talking about? You ever had to trust him, but you didn't agree with him? But I want you to know, didn't he bless you? Didn't he bring you through? Aren't you here right now? Isn't he making a way at all times? I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, then you truly can say, I am not. God doesn't want you to be crooked. He wants you to be straight and go on a straight path, because God's got your best interest at heart. You see, we have to recognize, and this is the way that we make the mistake. We want to put the blame on God. But I'll give you this quick analogy to help you. You know, whenever I got to put something together, if it's something I have to put together which was similar to something else I put together, sometimes I try to cheat and not use the instruction. And then when I do that, I always find myself doing something. You know what that something is? Taking it all apart. Going back, looking at the instructions, and when I follow the instructions, guess what? It works. Are you following what I'm saying? Every time I attempted to cheat the process, I had something left over I wasn't supposed to, and things didn't look as good. And I had a choice to make every time. Do I leave it like that? It might look good to others till you put some books on that shelf. It might look good to others until I try to open a drawer in that desk. But if you're going to do something right, you got to follow the instructions. And if it don't work, you can't blame the manufacturer, because the manufacturer gave you the and the manufacturer of our lives is who? God. And God has given us the and if we don't follow the instructions, who you gonna get mad at? But God doesn't even want you to get mad at yourself. All he wants you to do is correct your actions. Correct your actions. Get into his word. Come to Bible study. Come to Sunday school. Don't just be here as a Sunday morning warrior, because you can't get it all on Sunday morning. You get a good portion, but you can't get it all. Take some time out so that you can take the opportunity to gain further instructions. God doesn't want any of us to fail. And when we do fail, we want to blame God. But the question is, did you follow the? And if the answer is no, that means you are. Y'all get nervous. Y'all don't like saying that. You could be saved, anointed, and appointed, doing well for a long time. But on this particular occasion, you didn't follow God's instructions. So for this particular occurrence, you were crooked. Learn from when you were crooked so that you can get back straight. I'm a pastor, and I've been crooked. What does that mean? I didn't follow the instructions fully. So for you to act like you know it all, you're fooling yourself. And the same thing is true about me. And God every now and then had to remind me and pluck me upside this big head and remind me, oh, bro, get it right, because right now you're crooked. It's not that your whole life is crooked, but you went crooked this time. But you got to get it right. And what God is telling all of us, it's time to get right. We are not to be crooked. We are to be on a straight path, because we have trusted in the Lord with all our hearts. We've acknowledged him in all our ways. So there's no doubt on which direction we're going. And sometimes it's bumpy, but that's all right. Sometimes it's smooth as ice and twice as nice, and that's all right too. But more times you're going to get more bumps than smoothness. But you know you're on a straight path, and all the enemy wants you to do is get off. Get off. When you get off, you're going crooked. You got to fight the temptation of your own intellect and trust God. Because let me let you in on a secret. God's smarter than us. Did you hear what I just said? I think I am not stupid. Come on now, I'm being honest with you. I think I'm not stupid. But the more I study the word of God and the more I converse with God, I find out how much I really don't know. And it lets me know every time, God is smart. Who do you think gave us this 3.5 pounds of brain matter? But he only gave us 3.5 pounds, but our God knows so much. We got to trust him. Are you crooked? Let us rise to our feet. You see, my brothers and sisters, God doesn't want you to be crooked. God doesn't want you to rely on self. God wants you to rely truly on him in everything that you do. Even on some decisions we make, Lord, direct me. But sometimes we don't want to ask God because we don't think God's going to give us the answer that we want. And that's when we rely on our own insight. We are not going to outsmart God. All you're doing is making yourself go crooked when God wants you to go straight.